Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers getting set for a Friday night matchup with the Montgomery Biscuits. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and on always on Friday, we're joined by the manager, Mike Herrero. Skip, thanks much for joining
us. Thank you, Javik. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
The home runs this week have been coming in a big way. 7 homers in the last 6 games. What's been the fuel for the power on the offensive side of things?
I think the guys are starting to catch up and making better swings in certain spot of the strike zone, and you know it's paying off for power. You know, once I think the hitters once they are able to control the strike zone, I think they're going to connect for better for power numbers, and it's going to increase in power. It's going to increase in batting average. The ability to control the strike zone.
How much does that add another level of depth and fire to this lineup with the ability for speed, the ability to hit for contact, and then add in that power to it?
Well, it's important. I believe that they have that in the toolbox, and like I said earlier, it's really the ability of controlling the strike zone. But also, once you control the strike zone and you mention speed, so the more often we get on the base path, we're gonna create and you know, and having the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark, that will put you in a better position to win ball games.
How about Lamar Sparks these last 2 days? 2 home runs, both big shots, and yesterday he also robs a homer.
Well, you know. We're glad that he's coming along and he's showing up some of the ability that he shows in spring training. So that's a little energy surge, and we go from there.
How exciting was it for you to see that inning yesterday where Jackson Churio has a diving catch that he crashes into the wall, and then Sparks, 2 batters later, takes a home run away?
Well, that's actually shows in the number. We have some outfielders that can cover a lot of ground, and Sparks and Churio are in a big part of it. The ability to cover ground and make great plays out there. So it's actually, you know, really inspiring when those guys go out there and cover that much ground.
How about Jackson's range in center field? Because it seems like everything just becomes easy for him, no matter if it's 150 feet away or right to him.
Well, you know, he does everything with ease. I think he's gonna get better. He's only 19. Everybody expects so much of him, and we just forget that at 19 you're probably graduating from high school. And he's competing with 24, 25, 26 year old guys out here that been in baseball for a long time. You know, it's we just seen the start of a guy that has so many tools and talent and skills, going to keep getting better at it. His future is bright for him. He just need to be patient and keep competing out there and keep getting better.
For a team that on the hitting side is the youngest in Double A, you look at the first 40 plus games of this year. What's impressed you the most about the lineup?
Well, I do think that we haven't seen the best out of this team. You know, we have a lot of talent, and you mentioned being the youngest team in Double A. It's a maturity terms where once you learn what you can do, everything's going to come with more ease. I think some of the players are going to be through struggles, and the quickest they learn that process is just part of it. They're going to get better at it. I think it's going to be fun. I think they're going to, you know, we have getting a lot of base on balls, the ability to control the strike zones. I think we can get better scoring runs. Better at bats with men in scoring position and be more productive in that area. But that's also being young. That's also being inexperienced. So a lot of these things come with experience, and you know, we're hoping that this guy can capitalize as the year going along, once the experience kick in and they can control the strike zone.
Talking about experience in AA, Nick Bennett's a guy who's been on your teams for the past couple of years. Made a spot start on Tuesday and dominated. 7 strikeouts over 4 shutout innings. What's it like to have a guy like Bennett on the pitching staff that can seemingly go into any role you'd like him to pitch?
Well, it's actually, we're really happy to see that somebody grab the bull by the horn and go out there in any situation and compete. It's important to compete out there and actually give your team an opportunity to win ball games. That was everything it's all about. Learning that process, learning that skill, being in a different in a numerous different situations that actually works on his for his benefit.
Well, Skip, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.